Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people, because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is. Welcome, bitches, to episode one, the birds and the bees.
Bees are kinky.
We're so excited to have you here. I hope you enjoy this listen. I'm going to give you a preface too. This is explicit content. We're kicking off.
Hide
big.
Your kids, hide your wives, maybe.
I mean,
hide
your moms, husbands. Bring out your moms.
Yeah, you're right. Bring your grandmas, all that.
We like those ladies. But yeah, so there's going to be some language in this. I don't apologize. This is my true, authentic self. But yeah, and before we get started too, just a quick call out for y'all. We need your help. Help us. In the midst of being kinky, we need a safe word. We need a Real Talk Sunday safe word. And what we mean by that is a word where if somebody is, especially guest stars, I was thinking of this, you know, with those in mind, but for us, if we feel like we're not initiating in real talk, if we don't feel we're being authentic, or if we're getting defensive, or if our guest star feels, you know, they're being met with some defensiveness or anything like that, where it just doesn't become a safe space anymore. We need a word. We need a buzzword. We need a safe word. So we're going to open it up to the polls, to our listeners, to those around us. Head to our Instagram. I'll have a post up. What should our Real Talk Sundays safe word be? We'll kick it to you. But let's kick this episode off. Let's get started.
The concept is sex, our favorite sex, a topic very near and dear to my heart and my vag, sex. Yeah, I love me some sex. And we kind of want to open up this. Again, this is a safe space.
Okay.
And we're no still, judging.
No judgment. Yeah, no judgment. I'm about to drop something in here. I don't want to get any comment. I'm just kidding. Let me have it. I'll take it. It's constructive criticism. I totally get it. Because that's the purpose of Real Talk Sunday.
Self-reflection.
I can take it, which is what this story is going to let you in on. So,
but, you know,
and I did, I don't know if those of you who are on TikTok, I know you're not on TikTok, Val.
I'm not. I mean, I think I might be with RTS one day.
Hey, maybe. But shout out to Kink Talk, which is a portion of TikTok. It's a realm of TikTok. That's all about kinks, all
did
right?
Did not know that.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
There's
no
book
wonder
talk,
you
kink
just
talk,
get in a black hole because it's
buddy,
your shit.
No pun intended. This hole gets black. But no, I would say, you know, credit where credit is due to Kink Talk for giving, one, another safe space for a lot of people who are very curious about a lot of things. And honestly, educating up a lot of us, because I had a lot of questions, especially about, like, you know, dominatrix and things like that, being a dom, being a sub. Kinks, you know, they kind of go over like kink shaming. How it's not okay to do that when people are into it. People are into it. It's okay when it's in a sexual sense, but a lot of education and then also introduction of some shit where you're like, fuck, am I into that? I'm going to try it. And then other things where you're like, yeah, no, definitely not into that. Definitely not into that. So that was a one-time thing. and that's a no for me. When we were both, I was doing a lot of exploration, like with myself, and I was like, shit, yeah, I think I've always been bi. I've always loved me some.
That was like the first thing you said.
I was like, I'm bisexual.
Maybe
yeah.
like week one.
Yeah.
You're like,
fuck.
Dude, I think I'm going to get on Bumble or
yeah,
like whatever those Hinge or I don't know,
whatever
been on it. Yeah.
That was one of my first things. No, I love me some women. I do. Always have, always will. Massive respect. And I think Kink Talk, too, brought me into a bunch of different shit where I was like, shit, I love mass femmes. I love femmes. I love, you know, studs. I love gay guys. I love queer guys. I love gay porn. Fuck, I love gay porn? Fuck, I love gay porn. Like, these guys know what's up. Remember when I was like, oh, my God, check out this gay porn for
yes,
these guys that I used to
I
work
know.
With. And then I was like, they make some good fucking porn. And you know, and on top of that, too, like, rolling onto videos, like, I came across a video I was telling you the other day where it was these very femme-looking men. And they were the most beautiful men. They had makeup on, beautiful, beautiful outfits. Like, oh, my God. And I was like, this is sexy. Like, I would, and they were in a bed doing like a little, like, nothing sexy. It was completely like, I love your outfit. Where'd you get it? It was a clip. I gotta shout out that creator. But I was like, fuck, I'm into that. Oh no. And I even told Brandon, I told my, you know, my kid's dad, I was like, shit, look at this video. He's like, you're fucking into some shit, man.
He's like, you're
you
weird.
Can fry an egg in that pan. And I was like, fuck, dude. Because there's some trans individuals, trans people on there where I'm like, mm hmm. I don't even, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, trans. Like, yes, absolutely. Let's do this. So, yeah, I was like, fuck, well, I think I'm pansexual. I don't know. I haven't fucked around to find out, but I'm open to it. Like, it is what it is. But which kind of brings me into my main question. You're into that? That's okay. What are you into and why? So kicking it to Val, tell them a little bit about your, I mean, as comfortable as you're willing to get, but what are you into?
Am I allowed to say my label that I have, that I made of myself?
I think that's a question you need to ask yourself.
No, I'm just saying.
Not me. Fuck
well,
yeah.
Somebody told me that they heard bi plus, but I created that, and so I'd like to take credit for it.
Did you trademark it?
I should have. I don't know how to do that, so maybe somebody could help me with that. But unfortunately, somebody has mentioned it recently, probably on TikTok somewhere.
Kiss that revenue goodbye. Damn it.
But no, I mean, I do not have the feelings that you have towards the TikTok, the kink talk. I don't have that. I'm pretty boring. I'm pretty basic white girl. I'm beige when it comes to this. So I'm not very fun at this topic, I'd say.
But you're in a relationship with another woman.
Oh, we want to go there. Yeah. I am.
I'm vanilla,
in a relationship.
But I'm not even
I'm
in a
vanilla
hetero
for,
relationship.
I'm vanilla for, you know, that community, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For your girlfriend.
Yeah, so I've been with somebody for over 6 years, but I would say if we were not together, I would be with a man. Mm. She knows that. Everyone knows that. So it's bi plus. Get it? Mm-hmm. I'm like almost straight, but not.
But in a committed relationship.
Yep.
A monogamous relationship. Yeah. And so, like, over your 6 years, what shit have you gotten into? Like, what do you like the most and why?
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, on the spot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help that she's here either.
She is here in the room with us, guys. She's right here. Which I'm sure she would actually love hearing what you're about to say. So
no.
We're going to sit here till you say
it. I mean, I'm not a giver, so I like to receive a lot
that.
Of things.
We do know that.
So I'd say that's what I like.
Is receiving
and
not giving.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen to everyone who aligns with that? Amen. Thank you. Or if I can receive and not give the rest of my day.
Yeah.
Shit. Actually,
and
I love giving. So
I'm just there.
You're just selfish. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. No.
That's one of my
you
goals,
receive
being
really
more
well.
Selfless.
Reminds me of that. It was a top tip time machine. I'm real good at getting head. You'll
yeah.
see.
That's me. Yeah.
And why do you think you love receiving so much?
Because I'm selfish. I don't know how
Boom.
Else to say.
Period.
Yeah, there's not really anything to go into
Period.
That. And we all know I'm being real. I'm not lying about this.
That's true. We all know this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, not everyone knows this, but we all know
now
this
you
here.
Guys
yeah.
know this. Yeah, so
I'm just
real.
Here to be a fan of Amanda's sexapades for all the decade. Wait, no. More than a
Daddy.
Decade of sexapades. I'm yeah. here to...
You've seen it. You've
to
heard it.
Cheer you on. I've heard it. I've been there.
In a part of my life.
Living that. That yeah. I live through you, basically.
I'm semi-retired. At any point in time, I come out of
She's retirement. In a monogamous
I'm
in a, relationship
I'm
right
out.
Now.
I'm trying
right
it
now.
Out. In this very moment, real time, I am trying out a monogamous relationship. It is a tight sweater. I'm trying it out till my birthday. I might take it off. I don't know.
Let's not get into
yeah,
that. You
no,
just gave
a
it a deadline. I can't with that.
It's a different type, a different topic, I guess. But I guess, you know, if I were to get, you know, are you into that? That's okay. What shit are you into and why? I think if I'm going to be real on something I've discovered, and it's honestly been late 20s, early 30s, fuck. I did not like it when I was younger. I would do it, but it was
anal?
Anal.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it.
Fuck it, anal.
That's why that's
bro. Here it is.
Your
here it is.
Butt,
though. Here's
man.
My butt. Oh my god, get out of there. Stop it. Don't stop. Stop. Don't stop. Yeah, I play real fucking coy with that. That dirt star. Let me tell you. But I am into that. I don't know what it was, and it's gotta be. I gotta be in a mood for it, and there's gotta be a special, pun intended, concoction. Okay. Here's the concoction. Y'all can borrow this, and some of you guys are probably like, bitch, I made that recipe. I know, I borrowed it. But you have to have sex for at least, you know, you gotta, of course, foreplay. All of you who skip on the foreplay, stop fucking skipping on the foreplay, okay? I don't even have to look at you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Stop skipping on the foreplay, okay? You pay a lot of time in that foreplay. You gotta warm up that vagina and that vaginal wall and get the blood to the clit, all the science. Anyways, you got to do the foreplay. You got to fuck for at least 15, 20 minutes. It's got to be like real good kisses. You got to get into it mentally. And then, of course, you got to bring out some friends. Now, I prefer about 10 minutes into it, you get out your butt plug, put your ass plug in there, a little bit of thumb play before the butt plug. Like, let him have fun with it back there. Like, hey, do whatever you're going to do. Surprise me. But you got to ease into it, right? So a thumb, then your plug. And then I, for one, and this is going to be the next topic here, is like toys. Like, they are your allies. They are not your competitors. You got to bring that vibrator. But this is the concoction. Once you're in, once he is in, full tilt boogie, okay? And you got to tease it. You can't just go throwing it in there. But once he's in and you guys are in a groove, you're breathing through it, right? And you're like, okay, this is great. You put that vibrator right on that front. Let me tell you, bitch, you be singing like a canary. Oh, my God. I did not know. The first time we did that, I screamed. I fucking, like, oh, my God. It was like, fucking pass out. This is insane. But that's it. But it's a slow, steady climb. Can't just go in it. You go all in, you're going to fuck. I fucking hate anal. Yeah, bitch, I used to too, but I wasn't doing it right. You got to cook it. You got to preheat the oven, okay? Got to butter the pan. You got to put all that shit in there. Got to separate the dry ingredients from the wet ingredients and then make them together. You have a beautiful cake. Beautiful cumcake. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, and then you don't have the guilt of like, shit, am I going to get pregnant or any of that? It's a great time. It's a great time.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Anal. Anal. The next, like, I would say 12 hours, you need to be on watch. Like, you can't
see,
be
that's too much. I'm not trying to be like,
asshole.
Oh, no, I eat pizza. Like, I hope I can be okay because I did anal last night.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've had my fair share.
Oh, no, Val, I'm not going to make it home because that's literally.
And, like, eat clean a day or so ahead of time so you're not, you know, don't get me wrong, it's your butthole. So if you want to be all prissy with it, sure, you know, douche your ass, do what you need to do. But
I do not
if
have time
he loves
for that.
You, if they love you, they love
the
you.
The fact
you
that you have time for that is too much for me.
I got
with
all
kids
the time.
Too.
Lock the door, baby. Turn the lights. Fuck. I usually don't do it with the kids around because, you know, I'm a screamer. So I never, ever screamed like that before in my life. I've never come like that before in my life. It was crazy. Anyways, I almost thought I squirted, which that's a whole other topic. I'm not that girl. I don't do that. I thought I did that. First, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening? I love you.
Save the ecstasy. I love you. I'm sober. I love you.
But actually, yeah, it kind of brings me into my next topic, rolling right along. What's one of the best things that you've learned, like under the sex umbrella, whether it could be anything, but you've learned it?
Well, I just learned right now what a butt plug actually does.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. How would I know that? I know, like, a butt plug. I don't know. I just didn't know, like, what it did, you know? Now I know.
Yeah, or you could just leave it in there during a, you know.
That's what I was saying. Like, I didn't know you were, like, using that to prep it. Like,
a little gold one with a red jewel on it.
Real nice. Did you buy a new one from, you know, when someone stayed at your house? And
it was gifted to me.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, it's new.
Yeah.
It's new, okay.
Not cool. Used by other weirdos, but there's stuff in their butt that's mine and not yours. If you're going to fuck somebody and you go over to their house and they have a bunch of toys, you need to ask before you do that. I've had people ask, hey, can I use your toys? Absolutely. Make sure that they're all clean for you. I disinfect them afterwards now that I'm, you know, edumacated. But before, yeah, people come over and they'd be like, oh, can I use this? And I would think they'd mean on me. Fuck that. And I'd lose a butt plug, or I'd be like, it's not even worth me trying to disinfect
this.
Yeah,
I'm not going to clean that.
Just fucking ruin my toy. That was mine. Selfish ass.
That's so gross.
God, literally. So great. So you're educated up. That's a butt plug, Belle. You're welcome. For those of you who are listening, who are like,
I don't think I've
that.
Even seen a butt plug before. Honestly. Maybe I should be on TikTok. Kink Talk.
I show
but
you
why
right
do
now.
I,
you want to see what butt
but plug? But why do I need to know?
And you
why
want me to
do
show you real fast?
Butt plugging. But I'm just saying, why do I need to know? I'm not gonna use it.
Oh.
You don't want one, right?
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, don't knock it till you fuck it, okay? Don't knock it till you try it. I mean, get a small one. There's level up. You can level up. I'm not saying put a jar in your asshole, Val. I'm just saying. Put some in there, a little pressure.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Give a little try.
No.
Okay, well, conservative. But I think I actually wrote some stats on this. One of the best things, I was thinking about this a lot. I was like, fuck, I've learned a lot in my day and age. being sexually active. Sorry, mom, if you're listening to this, but fuck that. That bitch is probably like, mm-hmm.
We're not giving them the link. I don't want my mom.
No, fuck that. I remember when I found your room, mom. We were talking about bust stuff, please.
But one of the best things I've learned a lot is not a lot of women have G-spot orgasms, right? So come from vaginal sex. Mm-hmm. And that was fucking mind-blowing because I think from, like, all my teen years and most of my 20s, I thought, I was like, this fucking vagina don't work. And the only way I could get off was myself, with myself, by myself. Mm-hmm. And with a mechanical instrument. Like, when I got my first fucking Bri Bear, dude, I would not come out of that room for a minute. But I thought that that was weird. I thought that my vagina was offset or something. You know, I know I was like, I was already self-conscious. But I think we're all self-conscious about our vagina when we're growing up. But and really looking into the statistics and not finding out till later in my 20s that most women reported having a G-spot. And, I mean, honestly, there isn't a lot. And it was identified in clinical studies that 55.4% of women actually they were able to find their G-spot. And in two studies, it was not even able to be identified in any women. And imaging studies had contradictory results in terms of, you know, its existence, its nature, what it calls for. But only like 60-something women are like, oh, yeah, I have G-spot. But only 18.4% of women orgasm from vaginal sex alone. And I remember being like, fuck, I'm not alone. For the first time, I was scoring like, what, 82%? I don't know. Like, that's I did not know that. And I felt guilty because I faked it. Bitch, I faked it. I only didn't not fake it till, yeah, probably, sorry, guys. Sorry, those of you who are listening who are like, bitch, we fucked all the time.
You screamed.
You screamed. No, I did not. Not like that. No, I was lying. But it pulsed. Mm-hmm. Also a lie. Sorry to break it to you. It's a lie.
I pulsed it.
If there's anything I am, it's a thespian. Okay, give me that actress award. The Oscar goes to me, bitch. But yeah, I think that was a really revolutionary stat and like eye-opener.
But why do people do this? Might be another episode, but why do people do that to not, like, to fake it? No thanks.
I would say my reason is because I love the performance of it. I love the performance. There's still some other great aspects of it, right? I love, you know, the connection, too. There's a lot of fun stuff. I love making somebody else feel good. I love how sexy I looked while I was doing it. I get off on myself sometimes. I'd be like, damn, I'm looking good. And you fucking in front of a mirror and you're like, shit, I should be paid for this. This is great. But a lot of times it was the performance of it. It was the engagement, the mystery, the, you know, kind of the excitement of the stranger,
right,
you know.
Right. But stranger that walks into your house.
Yeah, we'll get there. A little foreshadow for you, a little foreplay foreshadow. I love that, Val. But yeah, it's a big one. And I mean, honestly, the clitoris is your best fucking friend. And there's honestly not enough research done on it. There's so many fucking pages designated to the male anatomy and the science behind the male anatomy, where it all comes from. Dick shit when it comes to the clitoris. And the clitoris is fascinating as far as how many thousands of nerve endings, how sensitive it is. This is why foreplay is so fucking important. Do not skip the foreplay. And I know something gets excited and you're like, oh, I just want to get over it. Trick your brain for just a minute and say, I'm just going to give this a little bit. But you need to ask your partner, I need more foreplay. The foreplay I fucking want. And that comes with Real Talk Sunday. This is how I like it. I don't like when you do that. I don't like when you do that. I do like when you do this. And it's so important, too, if you are somebody who has to come from, you know, a mechanic or, you know, a vibrator or anything, then fucking do it. A vibrator in the bedroom are allies. They are not competitors. And partners in the past always made me feel bad for that, being like, fuck, you need a vibrator. Get the fuck out of here with your 20-year-old ass.
How come I'm not enough?
That's what reminds me of the Sex and the City episode, yes, when Samantha's fucking that mic guy with the micro penis. And she's like, I just need a bigger, what can I say? I need a big dick. Not for me, girl. I'm not going to come either way, but, like, I have to have stimulation down there. And I've only come, like, from a guy going down on me maybe once or twice. And one of the times he had a toy with him, and it was amazing. And I was like, but he was camped, man. He had a tent. Like, he was camped down there for a minute. And so really understanding your body, that's fucking normal. And if that's what gets you going, then that's what fucking gets you going. Because, yeah, how fair is it to have sex with somebody
they get to finish every fucking time and you don't. Now, I'm not saying finish every fucking time, which you should, honestly. That should be goals. The goal isn't to finish. The goal is the process and the enjoyment of it. But when I started actually having real, authentic orgasm in sex, like, I was like, oh, yeah, no, we're back on the horse. We're going to reset. Like, I have to have all the new sex. And now when people come into, this is what I like. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I do it. And so, but, yeah, that was just one of the most interesting things that I've learned. And I have an amazing vagina. That's probably another one. And so when someone tells you, multiple people, when a whole league of people tell you, you have a great vagina, you start to believe it. And that comes with its own, like, vaginal ego, which is nice. So how's your vagina?
Fine.
It's exceptional. She have an exceptional vagina. But no, which also comes to health talk. Like, get your guys' vaginas checked. I actually need to do that. I need to. But it's important. Health is important. Get your breast exams done. Get your annuals done. Get your paps. Get your fucking dick checked. Let that doctor put his fingers in your booty hole and cough. You have to look. That's how that works for men. Though.
Yes, I know that.
Fuck, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what butt plug is, but you know what doctor
is. Check the prostate.
You gotta
check
that fucking prostate, guys. Nothing kills boners harder than cancer. You have to get it. Your health is important. You gotta get that figured out, all right? But yeah, I guess kind of cruising right on into a lot of my sex stories. I have quite a few, and I think that's actually where a lot of the ideas of a podcast originated. Was like, oh, Amanda, you need to tell your sex stories. I used to fuck a lot.
Not anymore.
Well, I still like I fuck a lot, but in a different genre. But you know, I'm young. I'm fucking 32, so who knows? Sky's the limit right now.
True.
But yeah, I love me some sex. So I have two different stories. We'll see which one. I'm gonna see. I'm going to put my phone in my hand behind my back.
Okay.
If you pick my left hand, I'm going to say the consensual, non-consensual story.
Okay.
If you pick my – oh, wait. I can't tell you.
I was sitting here like, yeah, I'm going with it because this is a podcast.
You know, fuck
that's
it.
That's not right. Real talk, Sunday, that's not right.
I pick consensual, non-consensual. Fuck it.
Okay.
The other story was the bus story.
Hey, you do what you want to do and what you're safe with and comfortable with, and that's the stranger coming in your house.
Let me – in more ways than one. Let me feel it. Yeah, it's consensual, non-consensual. Yeah. I also have the bus, which is a different story, so
– say that for another time.
Save that for a different episode. This is called consensual, non-consensual for a few reasons, and I get some hater mail on that, be like, bitch, that was not okay. That's where the non-consensual aspect of the consensual comes in. Upon reflection of this instance, yeah, there's a couple questionable parts, but at the end of the day, I did enjoy it. I consented to this. It was great. But yeah, the story is called consensual, non-consensual. This is when I had one of my own, it was my own house, you know, I didn't own it, but I was renting my own house off of, you know, down by BSU, and young 20s. And there's this kid that I went to high school with, and he hit me up out of nowhere, and I was like, what should we call him? What should we call his name? I mean, I don't know.
I have thoughts in my head, but that would give it away of who he is, I think.
Yeah. We'll call him Tom. Super sexy Tom. Okay. So Tom hit me up, and I was like, yeah, you know, and we started going at it. It was like out of the gate. He's a very, like, very sexual individual, very aggressive in a few ways, and I was like, all right, I'll fuck around, find out. He's pretty hot. He also told me that, like, he, you know, his sperm, he didn't really have good sperm. And so I was like, well, even better. Like, let's do this. And I remember him saying, you know, have you ever basically done a role play or anything like that before? I was like, I've dabbled. Like, I've been a dom or so, you know, here and there, but nothing crazy. And he was like, I want to run a scene with you. Are you open to that? And I had never been a sub before, a submissive person, in, you know, as an individual. Like, my personality is not that. But I was like, sure. Yeah, I'm fucking 20-something. Sure. Sounds sexy. Sounds so hot. And so he was like, all right, I'm going to lay this out for you. This is what you're going to do. And I was like, yes, sir. And so he texted me, and he said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to take everything off, and you're going to wear nothing but a pair of black panties, black thong. You're going to put yourself in bed. You're going to put a chair by your bedside. You're going to leave your door unlocked, and you're going to text me your address. And I'm going to come over sometime in the middle of the night. You're not going to know when. And I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And, you know, within reason, absolutely. And that's going to be that. And then I'm going to leave. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Am I into this? Yeah, you know what? We're going to fucking try it. So what did I do? I texted your ass. And I was like, Val,
And I'm like, this is how people get murdered, literally.
Yeah, so if in case I get murdered, here's what he looks like. I went to high school with this fool. You know, here's his phone, like all this shit, right? He's coming over. I'm like, I'm so excited, so sexy. And so I do exactly what he's asked, what he asked me to do. And I was so excited, too. I was like, I'm never going to fall asleep. Fuck that. I was like, bitch was out. Dude, I was fucking out, tits up, fucking. I had this, like, I wake up to the bed, like, jostling a little bit. I wake up and there is a figure standing over me, A-frame, this dick out, and I literally go, and I like shoot out of bed. I sit up, and like my face is like right on his dick. He grabs my fucking hair and just shoves his dick in my mouth, and I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? Oh my god, oh yeah, that's right. I consented to this. Okay, no, okay. Breathe through the nose. We're good. And he's fucking talking nasty shit to me. I was like, oh my God, this is a great idea. And he lays me down and we're having, like, he rips these fucking panties off me. He's having sex with me, flips my ass over. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I love doggy style. It's my thing. It's my gag. No, spits on my asshole and shoves it in my ass. And I fucking, it was the, this is that non-consensual part. I didn't say you could put in my ass, even though I agreed we could run a scene. You left out the anal part, but dude, I let him take it. And like, we were in it for a minute, and I was like, okay, this is crazy. He was shoving my head in the pillows, the kinkiest shit I ever done. I was just like, oh my God. It's kind of hot, but I'm kind of scared. I don't know what the fuck is going on right now. He fucking pulls out, comes all over my back, gets off. Wipes his dick off with my panties and throws them on me. And he says, next time, I'm not going to be so nice. And he fucking left. And I was just like,
where's this guy at now? Oh, because I'm like, is he okay?
Oh, my God. No, he's not okay. He actually hit me up a few years later. He's not okay. He's not doing well.
No, like.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, probably not. I mean, come on. That shit was fucking poo. Sweet baby child. Oh my God.
I was seriously so worried.
The craziest fuck. You were so worried. And the next day I was like, bitch. Daisy was like, bitch, this shit just happened. Oh my God. But yeah, that was kind of one of the funnest, like most random things I think I ever did. It was just a random night and things just started getting hot at me. I was like, fuck yeah, you can come in. Here's my address. The money's in the oven. Like, what the fuck? Fuck yeah, absolutely.
You had no logic.
I really didn't.
Then.
Who knows how long he sat next to my bed and just like watched me sleep, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Good thing he didn't have anything to steal.
Yeah, dolls. It was a cute place, but it was broke.
Yeah, it was a cute place, but.
I've been broke most of my life, actually, now that I think about it. But no, just because you broke doesn't mean you can't be a kinky bitch. It was super fun, consensual, non-consensual. I don't think we have enough time for the bus story. But, that was another high school endeavor. These high school guys, you guys, stop. But enjoy, you know, our new music that we have. This is Aura by Dennis Lloyd. Add this to your sexy time playlist. This is our new artist for this episode. Next episode drops March 19th, next Sunday. And we're also going to launch that safe word next episode. But like and share, give us some feedback, you know, get your D in that suggestion box. Let me know what you guys think. We love some sexcapades, but let's talk about sex, baby. It's probably one of my favorite segments. But enjoy. Thank you for listening to Real Talk Sunday. You give me nothing for what I